The first step in getting closer to God is to realize that you need to or that you want to. And the second step in getting closer to God is to realize that it's possible. I want to encourage you to check out my book, Getting Closer to God, Anthologies from the Forefront Trilogy, Book 2. I think this will really be helpful to you in your pursuit of the Lord and help you understand what I learned over the first 30 plus years of my life as a believer, as a minister, and as a missionary in a lot of the countries of the earth. Check it out. Anthologies from the Forefront, Book 2, Getting Closer to God. It's on Amazon.
Take your leadership to the next level. It's time for the Engaging Missions Leadership Minute.
Hi, this is Scott McClellan with your Leadership Minute. I'd like to bring something to your consideration today that you may not have thought about, or perhaps you have. In either case, I hope it is an encouragement to you. It's something I've experienced through the years, and I think it's been a helpful thing for me to realize the situation we're in. What is that situation? The situation is, in following God, we guarantee for ourselves an ongoing contingent of human opposition. Really? Oh yes, really. And furthermore, we shouldn't be surprised by it. If we think back about the folks in Hebrews chapter 11, for example, we can see that these guys faced incredible resistance, opposition, a lot of stuff. As also the history of those who've come before us after the scriptures who have persisted in being led by the Lord, they've faced resistance. As long as someone is resisting the Lord, if you're following God, they're going to resist you too. And I think Jesus encouraged us to be mindful of this when he said, if they have hated the master, will they not also hate his servants? So that's strong language, and sometimes it certainly applies. Not specifically talking about hate here, but just resistance. If you're going to follow God, you should expect human resistance. And to be armed with this expectation puts you in a position not to be surprised or taken by this in a way that throws you off. And it also puts you in a position not to react to it. So arm yourselves with this reality today that you're going to face opposition when you're just trying to follow God. Seek Him, do His will, those kinds of things. Arm yourself with this and be ready not to react, but to bless those who curse you. That's our standard, and let's follow it. This is Scott McClellan with your Leadership Minute. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to get in touch with me or us, please do so at fxmissions.com or on most social media outlets at fxmissions. Have a good one.
This has been the Engaging Missions Leadership Minute. If you have a leadership question, send it to feedback@engagingmissions.com. That's feedback@engagingmissions.com.